Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
It's down, it's up off the fence, and Moore's going to race to second base, and if he stops, he's got the cycle. How about that? Robert Moore clears the bases, and he's hit for the cycle.
He's got one of the best bat flips in all of college baseball.
And he touches that one. That is a no-doubter as he bat flips it, and it is out of here.
And he's turning double plays and talking about the Diamond Hogs on The Buzz. It's time to talk with Razorback second baseman Robert Moore. Brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin, Arkansas's largest independently owned jewelry store. Visit one of their five statewide locations, either in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Online at sissyslogcabin.com. And now, here's Robert Moore.
Hard to believe that the road has finally come to an end. This is our last call with you, Robert. What a ride it's been. What a blast it's been to talk to you each week. And hard to believe this is the last call, man.
I know. When did we start doing this? January?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. RJ Rodge, can you remember what the first week was that we talked to Robert? I'm going to go back and look, but it's baseball season is a long grind, man. It's a long haul, and this is the first time this is the first season of NILs, and we've had a blast talking with all sports and football, basketball. But, yeah, I think baseball is definitely the longest, and you guys helped extend it and make it longer with a great experience and obviously in postseason.
We had a good run. You know, if you had told us after we finished 3-7 or 3-8, whatever it was, to finish the regular season, we'd end up winning three games in Omaha, that'd be a pretty good run. So we're just very thankful for it. And, you know, it was a fun year.
It has been a fun year. I mean, just following you guys, more for me than I have a Razorback baseball thing in years. So being able to be a part of it and the NIL deals have afforded us the opportunity to speak to you guys during the season. So that's made it even more fun for me. And I'm proud to say you've come a long way on this show, Robert, because when you first started out, you were right by the – you're still good and you're still stoic and you're still all business and all that. But
you've become more of a comedian?
You've loosened up a little bit, pal. You've loosened up a little bit, and we're glad of it, and we're very proud. I don't know if we had you on since you won the gold glove.
I don't think we have.
Congratulations on that, man.
Thank you, guys. Yep, thank you. Yeah, it was, well, I won. They had this thing in high school, and so they did the same thing. I think the Rawlings does like one for high school, one for college, and then they do the minor league and pro ball too. So I won one of these in high school. It's a cool award. So I'm happy to have two of these now.
Oh, absolutely. You've just been so impressive each and every week, and I know why you got it, because I'm telling you, there was one throw you had in not the last game, but the game before that where we beat Ole Miss.
It's hard to keep up with all of them.
Yeah, it just is. Dude, you're facing left center, and you hop up and turn your body in one motion and throw that ball. You've just been fun to watch, and you're more than excellent. So that's just coming from, take it for what it's worth, coming from somebody who doesn't play baseball very well.
Well, thank you. Just tell KJ he's got some competition.
Right on.
You know, now that we think about it, we talked to you last Tuesday morning, so you had gotten beat. We had been up there, Roger. Remember, we saw the game Monday night. You guys had lost. You come back and you beat Auburn on Tuesday, and you beat Ole Miss the first game, and you lose to them in the second game. Just talk about that last week and how it ended with Ole Miss, if you could.
Well, I mean, the reality is it's a regional format. The College World Series, and it's hard to come back and win if you lose the wrong game. And we lost the wrong game. We lost game two. So you got to come back and win three in a row. You got to play 4 days in a row to make it to the championship. It's doable. They've done it before. 2018, Oregon State did it. They end up winning a national championship. 2012, South Carolina did it. They end up going to the national championship. So it's happened before, but it's really hard to do. And, you know, we just lost the wrong game, and we had to play 4 days in a row. And that fourth day, we were just a little bit off. But the first day all year we played that fourth day, And, you know, it was a heck of a run. And we, you know, whenever we're watching the selection show and we saw Ole Miss get in and we didn't think they, you know, kind of deserved to get in, maybe the committee was just doing them a solid.
Right.
We all knew in the back of our minds, dang, because that team could get hot at any moment. Because, you know, you look at the talent on that team, it's the same team they had last year that they won all those games. So,
yep.
You know, it was just one of those situations where, you know, at the time, both teams were playing good. It's a winner take all, and whoever can get a break that day is on the national championship game. So,
well,
it stinks, but. You know, it's a lot better feeling whenever that game ended, the season ended this year than it was last year. Last year was kind of like we were in shock. This year, you know, there was a lot more to smile about.
Yeah, I love it. By the way, visiting with Robert Moore, brought to you by Sissy's Log Cabin. Appreciate them sponsoring Robert all year. You know, that's a great point. You know, Ole Miss, Robert, was not even ranked at the end of the regular season before tournament play. They had fallen. They had been number one and fallen out of the top 25. So it does show the nature of what happens when you get hot. Same thing with you guys. Remember, Robert, you would come on here every week and you go, hey, man, we got more games to play. You kept being positive even after, you know, Roger and I, you know, obviously the Alabama beat down that last game you had to him, and then the Hoover didn't go well, but you kept being positive. And sure enough, at the end of the day, you know, it was you and Ole Miss, you know, fighting it out. And even though Oklahoma was second, I had to feel like you guys are really second overall.
That's why we're doing it.
I'm going to give you guys second, put Oklahoma third. But it just really was amazing how you kept being positive, Robert, even when it didn't look very good for you guys at the end of the season.
Well, the cream always rises to the top in baseball, as long as you just keep sticking with it. And I get it. We played, I don't know, 67, 68 games. Whatever our record, I think it was 46-21. So what's the math on that? 64, right? Mm-hmm. No, 67. We played 67 games. So, I mean, the cream always rises to the top. You play that many games, and you're going to have some ups and downs. I know one thing, it kind of proves the point, watching Ole Miss celebrate, kind of proves the point that, you know, the regular season means something, but it's not the end-all, be-all. And it's just, you know, you can't live and die with every pitch in the regular season, because no one's giving out a national championship in the regular season. No one's giving out Omaha the invitation in the regular season. Truthfully, all you have to do is win enough to get in, which is exactly what Ole Miss did. You know, you don't even have to win every series. You don't even have to win half the series. Just win enough to get in and see what happens. So, I really don't know. It's just, I don't know what the original question was, but
that's all right. Listen, you're good. Hey, I wanted to ask now. Obviously, we turned the page, and a lot of talk, you know, about who's coming back and who's standing. Obviously, I'm sure you're not ready to comment on that. But I will say this, a lot of talk about maybe the greatest infield ever in Razorback history. And just want you to comment on your infield mates and the kind of year you guys had together.
Well, I mean, you started Caden and Jalen. Just two unbelievable athletes that are really, really skilled. Caden's probably the strongest player you've ever played against or played with. And, you know, he might not look like on TV, but you get up close, his hands are freakishly strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, Stanford had a big outfielder. He's probably going to go in the first round named Brock Jones. Hit a ball as hard as he could hit it, and the wind knocked it down. The following inning, Caden goes off the field through the wind like seven rows back. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Caden's one of the strongest dudes you've ever met. And, same thing with Jalen. Jalen just really, really skilled. Peyton played an unbelievable year at first base. I didn't think he'd ever be as good as he was at first base, just because, you know, he picked up the position in like January. But he got really, really good over there, and it helped a lot of us out. So, I mean, it was just fun to play with everyone. Everyone loved playing with each other, and everyone wanted to win. So, you know, if you put that together, I don't know if it's the greatest Razorback infield, but it's pretty good.
I was going to ask you, I alluded to it, but what is your formula? What is your sort of timeline for you deciding your future, Robert?
Will Sissy's Log Cabin sponsoring this next year?
You betcha, baby. That they would pick you up again next year, my friend. Good line. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, then we'll think about it.
All right, there you go. You're saying we have a chance.
That's all we need. That's all we need, Robert. Just like you, as long as there's a chance.
That's right. Good point, Rod. That's exactly right, Roger. What do you plan to do like in the coming for the rest of the summer? What are your summer plans?
You know what? It stinks. I'm not playing summer ball. I wish I was, but if I wanted to go play for Team USA again, I would have to notify every club I'm going back to school, and it's just hard to do that right now. So I'm just kind of hanging out with my family and just working out and really doing nothing. So it's awkward, but I know I've never had a summer where I wasn't playing baseball before.
Yeah.
That's just where it is right now.
Well, you know what, though, Robert? That's okay. You know, like you said, it's been a long season, and you've been doing this all your life. And so I don't think it's a bad thing to give your body a rest and take it easy for a little bit and spend time with your family.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And my sister graduated college from K-State this past spring, so I'll get to spend time with her. The best part about it is strictly seeing your dog.
Sure.
That's about where I am.
What about the rest of the guys on the team? Obviously, again, a lot of talk about who's coming back and who's not. What's your thoughts on what kind of returning team the Razorbacks might have next year versus maybe an exit by a lot of great players this year?
Well, I would say every year it's been a different look. For the past 5-6 years, it's been a different team, and there's been a lot of new keys. So that would probably be the same again next year, but you know, every year they've been competitive, and they've been to Omaha 18, 19, and 22, and 21 might have been the best team out of all those years. So they'll be pretty good, and I don't know if they'll win the SEC or not, or, be in the top of the pack. It's up to that team to decide their future, but they'll be in the thick of it towards the end, just like every other year.
Well, man, it's been a blast, Robert. You're a first-class guy, and I think everybody who listens to this show have enjoyed listening to you. Roger's right. You know, here the last month or so, you've gotten funnier and letting your comedic side come out a little bit.
Yeah, because you intimidated us. We didn't speak a lot when you first came on, Robert, because I thought, oh, my God, this guy, he's a couple, 3-4 years in college right now, and he's so much more mature than me at 58.
Well, you know, I go back to that time when Baz was out, and I said, Robert, you're not hitting great right now. I'm hitting about 240, and Robert just went silent, and I was like, he's going to come through and whoop our ass.
Yeah, that was it. That's what we did. That's why we immediately had security.
Yep.
But it's all been fun.
It has been.
You've been nothing but a professional for us, and we wouldn't want it any other way, and we appreciate you letting us be a part of your life during this baseball season.
That's right.
No, thank you for having me on every Tuesday. So I set my alarm at 8:25 and hopped on right after.
Really? You know what? You didn't sound like you had morning voice any time that we had you on. Well, you've been great. I promise you, we're going to be following you as well in the coming years.
Roger's right. I tell you, most of the guys we had, and ladies, because we did have a female with us doing our calls. You were always on time. You always did your call perfectly, and obviously you're a disciplined guy, and that's why you've been successful. But, would you keep us posted, and when you make a decision, I'd love for you to jump back on the show and tell all of our listeners down here in Central Arkansas.
You know, I'd love to do that. So thank you guys very much, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Done deal.
Awesome, buddy.
Yeah. All right, right now we all have black crosses under our eyes.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing for you, buddy.
Thanks, Robert. Have a great summer, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he is.